the radical departure from traditional time management. This method is significantly different from traditional time management training. Most of those models leave you with the impression that if something you tell yourself to do isn't that important, then it's not that important to track, manage, or deal with. But in my experience, that's inaccurate, at least in terms of how a less than conscious part of us operates. It is how our conscious mind operates, however, so every agreement must be made conscious. That means it must be captured, objectified, and reviewed regularly in full conscious awareness so that you can put it where it belongs in your self-management arena. If that doesn't happen, it will actually take up a lot more psychic energy than it deserves. In my experience, anything that is held only in psychic RAM will take up either more or less attention than it deserves. The reason to collect everything is not that everything is equally important. It's that it's not. Incompletions, uncollected, take on a dull sameness in the sense of the pressure they create and the attention they tie up. How much collection is required? You'll feel better collecting anything that you haven't collected yet. When you say to yourself, "Oh, that's right, I need to get butter next time I'm at the store," and you write it on your grocery list, you'll feel better. When you remember, "I've got to call my banker about the trust fund," and you write that down someplace where you know you'll see it when you're at a phone, you'll feel better. But there will be a light years difference when you know you have it all. When will you know how much you have left in your head to collect? Only when there's nothing left. If some part of you is even vaguely aware that you don't have it all, you can't really know what percentage you have collected. How will you know when there's nothing left? When nothing else shows up as a reminder in your mind. This doesn't mean that your mind will be empty. If you're conscious, your mind will always be focusing on something. But if it's focusing on only one thing at a time without distraction, you'll be in your zone. I suggest that you use your mind to think about things rather than think of them. You want to be adding value as you think about projects and people, not simply reminding yourself they exist. To fully realize that more productive place, you will need to capture it all. It takes focus and a change of habit to train yourself to recognize and download even the smallest agreements with yourself as they're created in your mind. Doing the collection process as fully as you can, and then incorporating the behavior of capturing all the new things as they emerge, will be empowering and productive.